Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Muffet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Muffet. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schilling for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins bunts towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Hauser moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump bunts towards the mound. Muffet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser moves to third. Hankins moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Thronberry reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. Hankins scores. Lump moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Thronberry scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Herbert reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Herbert scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thronberry strikes out. 1 out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive towards first. Thronberry catches it and steps on first to double up Button. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Herbert hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Athletics. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. One out. It's 8-2, Athletics. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thronberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Herbert bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Carey moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-3 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Hardy moves to third. It's 8-4, Athletics. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Button moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Lou Clinton pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button scores. Clinton moves to second. It's 8-6, Athletics. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clinton moves to third. Schilling moves to second. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Schilling scores. It's Red Sox, 8, Athletics, 8. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Marv Thronberry. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk bunts towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to third for the out. Seaburn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now catching. Haywood Sullivan now playing first base. Don Larson now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy strikes out. 2 outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carey reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey pinch runs for Andy Carey. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Causey moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Larson moves to second. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hankins is 0-for-4 in the game. Hankins is called out on strikes. one out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey scores. Larson moves to third. Hauser moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.